Good morning. Hello. How are you? Happy Monday. The start of a new week. So we've got a whole week laid out empty before us, so we could do anything this week. So let's make it count, shall we? Let's decide that we're going to do something exciting, or I don't know, something that's going to make a difference to somebody somewhere this week. So what are you all going to do? What can you all do that would make life better for somebody? And we'll do it this week. Let me know. Anyway, right. Okay. So we're probably all starting back at school and work and things like that. I, however, am not. I'm not going to work today anyway, because I'm not very well. So I am gonna get my children off to school, and then I'm gonna go back to bed for a little while. So I've been a little bit poorly all weekend. So because I was poorly, my brother took my children off crabbing and fishing yesterday, so to give me a bit of a break. They came back absolutely having loved every minute. They caught two crabs, I think they said, two crabs and a fish. So that was there. I've got pictures of, in fact, I might put them up on Facebook. So if you've got access to the Magical Children's Story Facebook page, then you'll be able to see the fish and the crabs that they caught. They're quite funny looking crabs, actually. So I'll put those up, those pictures, and you'll be able to see them. And they're tiny, teeny weeny little fish. They did throw them back, obviously. We didn't bring them home. And you know what? I cannot multitask. Who can multitask? Who can do more than one thing at a time? I've never been able to do it. I have to concentrate on just one thing. And you know what I did yesterday? I went to make myself a coffee, and at the same time, I went to feed the cat. So I had cat dish with a sachet of cat food and my cup with coffee and milk in it, waiting for the kettle to boil. So I picked up the sachet of food, opened it, and squeezed cat food into my cup instead of into the cat's bowl. So my coffee had then coffee, milk, and cat food. So needless to say, that got thrown away. The poor cat sat there looking at me, wondering why I was putting his cat food into my cup. So we had to get another one. So that was totally wasted, honestly. Anyway, let's have a look at the riddle for yesterday. So the riddle for yesterday came from Andrew, and it said, "What stinks the place out?" Was it "What stinks the place out?" I'm reading the wrong one. "What stinks the whole place out?" The answer was not my son's socks, or my son's feet after he's taken his socks off, which I didn't think it was, because I don't think Andrew's ever smelt my son's feet. So I don't think it could be that. However, oh, you should smell them. Or no, maybe you shouldn't smell them. The answer was a skunk, because, oh my goodness, I've never ever smelt a skunk. But apparently it is bad, 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 bad. So I have a riddle for you today. What room do ghosts avoid? Let's see if you know that one. What room do ghosts avoid? And I've got a very sad fun fact today. So it's just a fact, not a fun fact, I suppose. But did you know that due to the decline of lion population, lions out in the wild or in captivity even, but due to the decline of the lion population, there are now more lion statues across the world than there are real lions. How terrible is that? Because they're hunted, because then they're just not good. Why would you hunt a lion? It's just not good, is it? Definitely. And because they have been hunted all this time, the decline of them, there are now more statues than there are real ones, which is really, really sad. So that's today's not so fun fact, I suppose. Oh, dear me. Right, yesterday's true false question was, is it true or false that three strikes in a row in bowling is called an eagle? Now, Andrew, you got this one correct. You said that it is false, so well done you. Did you know what it's actually called? It's not called an eagle, but it is called something to do with birds. It's actually called a turkey. I don't know why, but it's called a turkey. So today's true or false question is, true or false, you can sneeze while you're asleep. Is that true or false? Can you? Can you sleep, or you can sleep while you are asleep? Well, I know the answer to that one, so I know whether it's true or false. I don't even need to put whether it's true or false. I don't need to look at the answer. Ho, ho, ho. Okay, so let's see what messages we have. So we have lots of votes for the would you rather question regarding would you rather be rich with no friends or poor with lots of friends. We had lots of people vote, and only one person voted that they would be rich. They would rather be rich with no friends. Don't know who voted that because obviously I can't see when it's a vote. I can't see who votes. So, but everybody else voted they'd rather be poor. So, and have lots of friends. So there you go, that was the answer to that one. The would you rather question today, I'm not going to do. We did have one, another one from Jasper, because Jasper's that was your would you rather question. But I'm not going to read out your second one simply because I don't know, it's a bit yucky. Bit iffy. So I'm gonna do the one from Andrew today. Would you rather swim through soda or swim through chocolate? And I'm gonna go, I don't really know. Can I have, sort of soda in chocolate or chocolate in soda? I don't know. Because it would be easier to swim through soda, wouldn't it? Or in soda. But rather than in chocolate, because chocolate would be a bit gloopy. But oh my goodness, I would love to swim in chocolate. Oh, can you imagine just swimming through a river of chocolate? Oh, there was actually. Just reminding me, there's actually a I think it was in the news this week, that a wine, somewhere that made red wine, there, I'm not quite sure what it was that burst. I know they lost millions of pounds worth of red wine, but the video was the actual red wine running like a river through the streets. And my brother loves red wine, and he said he would be quite happy to lay there with his mouth open and just have it washing into his mouth. But people had their cellars flooded, and everything, just because this wine place had burst. I don't know whether it was, I can't remember whether it was there lots of bottles or whether it was kegs of wine or what, but whatever it was, burst and just had a river of wine. Wouldn't have minded swimming in that, but swimming in soda would be much easier than swimming in chocolate, but I would love to swim in chocolate, definitely. Could just open your mouth and just, wouldn't mind breathing going underwater. Well, under chocolate. It's like I've seen a film, something in a program, a TV program. I think it was The Vicar of Dibley, and they had a massive, great big chocolate fountain, and they were supposedly having things on sticks like strawberries and stuff that they just put in the chocolate, held it in the chocolate fountain, and then ate. But she just said, "I'm going in," and she went into the chocolate fountain and stood inside it. And I thought, "Oh, I would love to do that." Anyway, there we go. That's the would you rather question for the day. Is would you rather swim in soda or swim in chocolate? So now I'm sort of quite happy about the thought. I will carry on with the messages. So I do apologise there. I got a bit carried away. Oh, right. So I also asked if you could have any chocolate or what would you like? And I'm afraid, Mia, we can't be friends anymore. Because you said you hate chocolate. Who could hate chocolate? I'm only joking, of course we can be friends still. But I can't believe anybody hates chocolate. But you do like or love, not just like, love hot chocolate to drink with marshmallows. I have to say, I agree with you. I love hot chocolate and then marshmallows and squirty cream and sprinkles on the top. Oh my goodness, that is my winter drink. We have that quite often in the winter and at Christmas. That is my Christmas drink. Love it. Evie, you said you love caramel chocolate because that's so yummy. I agree. I do like caramel chocolate. I like my chocolate to be kept in the fridge. So it's nice and it doesn't melt everywhere. But caramel chocolate can't be kept in the fridge. It's got to have anything that's got a soft centre has got to be not kept in the fridge. Very fussy about my chocolate, you know. Sienna, you like milk chocolate and white chocolate, but not dark chocolate because it's too rich. Now, I'm going to agree with you there. I love milk chocolate. And I love white chocolate, especially Nestle Milky Bar. Love that. That's one of my favourite kind of chocolate. If I have dark chocolate, I can only eat one little bit of it, and then that's it. I do like it, but I can't eat very much of it, and it lasts me forever. Normal chocolate, not so much. So what else? Right, so the question yesterday, the would you rather, was from Mia, and it was would you rather be human or an animal? And most people most people voted for human. So Sienna, you would be a human. Andrew, you would rather be a human. Mia, you would be a human because, and I love this bit, because then you would never be hunted. So, and I totally agree with you. So yeah, definitely, because animals just, it's so unfair that they get hunted. So yes, I agree with you there. Evie, you were the only one so far that said that you would rather be an animal, and you even named which animal you would be. You would be a cat. If I had to be an animal, I would definitely be my cat, because my cat is one spoiled puss cat. So yeah, I'd have to, I couldn't just be any old cat. I'd have to be my cat. Otherwise, I would have to be human, I think. So, because there's no guarantee that humans are kind to any animal, are they? Or not every human, but lots of humans, or some of them, the minority are not kind. And I don't understand that at all. Can't understand why humans are not kind to animals. Okay, so what day is it today? It is Monday. It's the 18th of September. Oh, my goodness me. What other days is it? It's the US Air Force Day. So we're celebrating the US Air Force. It's now, I don't understand this one. I don't know whether it's called Hug a Greeting Card Writer Day. So I don't know whether that's the people that actually make the greeting cards. If you know one, give them a hug. Or somebody that's written you a greeting card and hug them, if you see what I mean. But hug them anyway. Just hug anyone. National Cheeseburger Day. Do love a cheeseburger. Oh, National First Love Day. So you've got to be spending the day thinking about the first time you fell in love. Who was your first love? Mine was, ooh, mine was David. There we go. My first love ever was David. I'm not going to give him a second name away, I'm afraid. Because that was a long, long time ago. Read an e-book day. So read a book, but read it on a Kindle or a phone or some kind of device. I'd rather read a proper book, I'm afraid. National Respect Day. So you got to have respect for everybody. Rice Krispie Treats Day. I love making Rice Krispie Treats. And you know what? We make those with, if you make it, I don't know whether every country has Mars bars, but it's like caramel, chocolate. And if instead of just mixing them with normal chocolate, mix them with the caramel chocolate, and oh my goodness, they are amazing. So, National Parent Teacher Home Visits Week. A lot of, I didn't know this was a thing, but a lot of schools have now sort of decided to go back to the, because they came away from the home visit type of thing, but a lot of them have started it up again, trying to encourage the togetherness of parents and teachers, supporting the children. So I think that's actually quite a good thing. And thinking of you week as well. So this week is thinking of you week. So just show somebody that you're thinking about them by sending them a little card saying that you're thinking of them, or send them a letter, send them a just tell somebody that you're thinking of them. So yeah, thinking of you week. So I think that is everything. So don't forget, the would you rather question is, would you rather swim in soda or swim in chocolate? Ooh. Let me know your preference. Let's have a look. Let's see what. Oh, I think we'll read the next chapter or chapters, however long they are, of Daisy and the Trouble with Life. What do you reckon? Yeah, go for it. Chapter 14, we're on. Have you ever blown bubbles in your lemonade with a straw? It sort of still works with water, and it's quite good in milk, but lemonade's the best. I tried to do it in a really thick milkshake once, but my mum told me to stop being silly. The trouble with being silly is it can give you scabs. Oh, not silly with straws, but silly with skipping ropes. At school the other day, Gabby and I were doing skipping with Liberty Pierce, except we weren't doing the skipping, Liberty was. Gabby and me were swinging the rope. Anyway, Liberty said she was the best skipper in the school, and she said she was the fastest. So Gabby and I went faster with the rope because we thought Liberty wanted us to. But when we switched to super speed, Liberty wasn't ready, so her legs got all caught up in the rope and she fell over and scraped her knees. And she made holes in her tights and she got scabs. Mrs. Donovan said that Gabby and I had been very silly with the rope, and that Liberty wasn't a kangaroo and couldn't possibly jump that fast or high. We had to write, "We will not be silly with skipping ropes," 10 times on a piece of paper during morning break the next day. Another time, Gabby and me were silly with the hose pipe in my garden. No one got scabs, but we did get told off by Mrs. Pike. It was a really hot day, and Mum had got the paddling pool out of the shed for Gabby and me to play in. Well, the trouble with paddling pools is you have to blow them up with a pump. Trouble was, Mum couldn't find our pump, so she had to do it with her mouth. So, while she was huffing and puffing and blowing, Gabby and me said we'd water the garden. Well, we never actually said we'd water the garden. We just did it while Mum wasn't looking. First of all, we watered the flowers because they looked really hot. Then we watered the grass, which was going a bit brown. Then we watered the shed, which was really brown. Then we watered Tiptoes. The trouble with watering Tiptoes is he's a cat, which means he doesn't like it. Which isn't our fault, because when we watered him, he looked really like he wanted to be watered. I mean, he was right in a really hot bit of the sun, all stretched out, not even moving a little bit. Me and Gabby thought he was dying of thirst. So we thought he really needed some water. When the water went on him, he wasn't still anymore. He jumped up and went higher than a kangaroo, right over the wall and back into Mrs. Pike's garden. Then Mrs. Pike poked her head over the wall and looked at me and Gabby with a cross face and said, "Who did that to Tiptoes? He's soaked." The trouble with holding hose pipes is people can always tell which one did the squirting. So I let go. But the trouble with letting go of hose pipes is you can't tell which way they're going to squirt, which again isn't your fault. Mum said it was my fault, though. When it squirted her and made her dress all wet, she said playing with the hose pipe was a very silly thing to do. So did Mrs. Pike. I think that's why Tiptoes stays on the wall a lot of the time now. Anyway, Mum was so wet she nearly didn't keep on blowing. But then she said that at least if Gabby and I were in the paddling pool, she would know where we were and what we were up to. We weren't allowed to put the water in the paddling pool after that, only Mum was. The trouble with paddling pool water is it always gets dead bees floating on it. Gabby says dead bees can still sting you, so you have to splash them out. The trouble with splashing dead bees out of your paddling pool is it makes all the water go on the grass. After three bees, we only had a centimetre left. Mum filled the paddling pool up again for us, but said there would be no more after that. She said that water is precious, and that if we use too much in our paddling pool, all the oceans will go down, including Mrs. Pike's pond, which will be bad news for Freddy. So, the next time we got a bee in our water, Gabby tried to splish it out instead of splash it out. Splishes are smaller than splashes. Trouble is, she splashed the dead or splished the dead bee onto her arm. If a dead bee stings you on the arm, your whole body can fall off, sorry. So Gabby went a bit loopy. Luckily, it fell off her arm onto the grass, so we managed to trap it under the big red bucket. Gabby said she was really lucky to be alive, and if her whole body had fallen off, she would never have been able to ride her new bike again or do skipping. Mum brought the towels out after that. Oh, hang on, where is Mum? I can't hear her in the kitchen, and I can't see her. Oh, I can't hear her upstairs. Maybe she's in the garden. I'll just go and see. Well, that's the end of chapter 14. So maybe next time we'll read chapter 15 and find out where her mum is. It's just started absolutely throwing it down. And it's thundering and oh my goodness, that was lightning. It's just started thundering and lightning as well. So I really don't like thunder and lightning. I hope it's stopped before I have to go and take the children to school. I'm a little bit of a wimp when it comes to thunder and I'm fine when it's indoors, when I'm indoors, but if I've got to go out in it, no. I'm a wimp, I know. There's nothing to be frightened of, but that doesn't matter. Anyway, I will go and get my children sorted for school. And I look forward to you all joining me tomorrow. Yay! So, until then, make sure you take care and stay safe. Have a great day. Bye.